Jamal, first and foremost, congratulations. You must be very, very proud.
Yeah, over the moon. Got announced earlier on this morning, and you know, I'm so happy that it's finally out there for all the fans to hear about. And you know, I'm really pleased with myself as well. Come a long way. Still got a long way to go. That I know that myself, but it's just crazy how fast things can change in football. And obviously for Rafa Benitez to give me the band, it's fantastic.
Obviously, you've captained them pre-season. Have you dared to dream? Have you thought maybe I'll get this full time or not?
Well, I was getting little hints. Obviously, in pre-season, I was a captain and stuff, and you know, he'd asked me a few questions in and around the training ground, probably to test me and to see my response. But you know, we've got some big characters in this team, and you know, there's three or four players that could wear the armband with pride. And obviously we've signed a few people that are big characters as well. So, you know, I wasn't too sure, but obviously now it's out of the way and it's done, and I'm really happy.
Are you somebody who's captained sides through the age groups at school, at representative sides or not?
Yeah, I mean, probably, well, I was at Nottingham Forest since I was eight, and up until first team level, really, I've always been captain. Mm. So from under 12s up until like under 21s. I've been the captain, but you know, like I said, for me to be captain in this side, playing with international players and players a lot older than me, and you know, I'm 22 myself, so it just goes to show that age is just a number, and it doesn't matter.
As you say, it's been a remarkable turnaround. I remember famously the day we spoke after that game at Southampton, and the impression you made on a lot of people that day.
Yeah.
For as much as anything, the braveness you showed in coming out and speaking your mind. Did you feel that was some sort of a turning point?
Yeah, I think it was for myself and for the team as well. You know, I spoke about this before, you know, words had to be said. Players didn't like it at the time, but it almost seemed that there was a reaction from it, not just with the team, but individuals as well. Mm. Games after that, we went unbeaten. We're still unbeaten now. So, you know, I'm not saying what I said was completely the reason why we turned it around, but I think, you know, did have a place to play, and it wasn't probably a big factor.
And the Championship, it strikes me, is a division that needs a level of honesty.
Yeah.
It's an unforgiving league, and it needs people to be at it all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got a massive squad. We've got players that are going to be unhappy and players that want to be playing, and you know, there's games like almost every other day, some weeks. So, you know, we need professional players. We need people with the right mentality and good attitude that will push players. And you know, the team might rotate a little bit. One player might get dropped one week and play the next. So, you know, it's my job as well as some of the other boys to make sure everyone's happy, stay positive, because we can't be getting down on each other and letting it affect the training in as such.
And I think the manager's actually gone on record as saying in the last few days, you know, he's in some ways going to rely on the likes of you and Matt Ritchie, who played in the Championship not so long ago. You know, there are Dwight Gayle, there are numerous players in this squad now who know the Championship a little bit more than he does even.
Yeah, definitely. You know, players know what it's about. You know, it's not always about turning up and playing pretty football. Sometimes you've got to put your foot in and, you know, scrape 1-0 wins, because it's the 3 points that you need at the end of the day. And if it means people getting told or people being unhappy, then we got to do whatever's right for the team. Mm. We've signed two massive players today, Kieran Clarke and Diarmi, two players which both know the Championship inside and out. So, you know, that's some more experience coming through the team. Mm.